Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Mary C. Turner, and I am president of Minnesota Nurses Association, but I also work at North Memorial Medical Center in Robbinsdale as an intensive care nurse, and I'm on their negotiating team.
How disappointing is it that the contract expired yesterday and there's no new contract?
Well, I've been in contract negotiations since 2010. I personally am not surprised, but it is very disappointing for our nurses that we have not been able to reach a settlement that is fair and equitable for the nurses. We are pleased that we were able to get the workplace violence proposal and that we were actually North Memorial yesterday was the last of the non-Alina hospitals to get the proposal, and I believe that the Alina hospitals got it last night also. So that is a huge victory for us because, as you may know, workplace violence is nurses are 12 times greater chance of getting hurt violently at work than any other profession. So I know for myself as a leader, this is something we've been fighting for at the legislature, and now to have actual language in our contract is a huge victory and a huge relief that it's finally being acknowledged and addressed.
What's the sticking point right now?
The sticking point now that we've got that, is, I think our last wage offer that we left at the table was 2-2, 1.5, which does in no way makes up for the years that we have taken wages increases that have been less than the cost of living. So there's that, but more importantly, at like North Memorial, the concept that we want specific break language in our contract that would help nurses get breaks. We want, at our hospital, we have an education proposal. Right now, nurses are required to get up to 24 CEUs a year or every 2 years to get their license. And so education is a huge part of our profession. And we're being asked to do our education while we're working. And that is almost impossible. I know the other night I was doing a module and I had to go in and out of it like 6 times because I had to go answer a call light, take a call from a doctor, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's just in it, and it's not conducive to learning. And so we have at North Memorial, and the thing is nurses at North are getting disciplined if they're not getting their education done on time. So this is, it used to be you had education days and you came in your street clothes and you had a whole day of education where you could do hands-on learning, et cetera. This is the way it's supposed to be. And they have moved it away from that. And I believe we're not the only hospital that has this issue either, but I'm speaking from my own hospital. So those are two important issues at North. Education, being able to get breaks, and if we don't have breaks, being able to punch out no break, which at our hospital, if you don't get a break, you can swipe out no break and you get overtime for that. But our nurses are so harassed and reprimanded for doing that they hesitate to swipe out no break.
Is there optimism that something can be, that a deal can be reached before long?
Before long. Well, let's just say that the workplace violence was going nowhere. And our sticking point on that particular one was that if a nurse gets violently hurt, that the hospitals would do paid administrative leave for the 72 hours that you have to go before you can have workers' comp kick in. And so the 72 hours, a nurse was responsible to use their own sick leave or PTO time or whatever. They didn't want to budge on that until after we all did informational pickets, which there were three or four hospitals that did on the 23rd, and then the rest of them did on the 29th. And it was only after that that all the hospitals agreed to do the workplace violence proposal. So keeping that in mind, you know, our rationale is that to get them to move any further, we're going to have to take it away from the table. And that, you know, and get out there and get all the nurses involved in some kind of major action. Because that's the only way we can move them, because they just don't listen to us at the table. And we've had, I think we're the only hospital that's not using a mediator, maybe Children's isn't either, where we still have nurses that show up at our negotiating table. And so we've done everything we can at the table. And it's just quite evident that it's going to take more than just seeing them across the table to get anything done. And the proof is in the pudding as far as, you know, how we got the workplace violence proposal.
Is a strike imminent?
You know, we don't. That's one course of action. You know, you do realize that everything that we do, our nurses have to vote on. So that will be I know that potentially would be the next step at all the hospitals, is to assess where the nurses are at. You know, so it's our job now to go back from the bargaining table and give them updates as to where we are, and then ask them, you know, see what they're up for, see what they're willing to fight for. You know, if you go out there and you find out all the nurses are all fine with 2-2, 1.5, well, then, you know, that's what you do. You settle the contract. I'm not too confident that they will be. So that's the course of action. I'm not gonna out and out say, yes, that's what we're going to do. But it certainly is one of the options.
Is it still too early to tell whether there's going to be a vote on it or anything?
A vote? To my knowledge, there is no vote on what they have put on the table right now.
I'm talking about a strike vote.
Oh, a strike vote. It's too early for that. Like I said, we just got done last night. So as far as getting out there and assessing the nurses, that's some of the hospitals might have started already. But I know that for North, that process will start as of probably today or tomorrow, and for sure by Monday, we'll be doing this fast and furious, assessing the nurses.
When's the next bargaining session?
We don't have one set up. We did as they were leaving the table. Human Resources was really bent on getting a date, but I believe they're going to be working with our labor rep to organize another date. I don't believe it'll be next week. It won't be next week. It'll probably be the week after.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.